Jerry Hunt likes watching Nova, seeing the experts explain sometimes complex concepts in real-world terms. But he always gets left with some questions at the end.
I can't interact with my TV.
Tonight, the Champaign retiree has stepped away from the screen, though, to take part in not just a lecture about science, but a conversation.
At least the ability to ask questions and not only to the lecturer, to the presenter, but also having that kind of reaction to his answers reflect off of other people. So it's kind of a feedback loop, hopefully, at that point. It just gets your mind thinking, you know, in maybe ways that you, in isolation, you don't consider.
And in the process, Jerry Hunt could enjoy a latte if he so wished. Each month, Café Scientifique will invite a University of Illinois professor to talk about their field of expertise. But it's not a lecture. The people who attended the first Café Sci at Champaign's Verde Art Gallery and Coffee Shop came from a wide range of backgrounds to listen to engineering professor Ty Newell talk about alternative fuels and the world's energy use. For Dr. Newell, it's a different world from classroom lectures.
People asking questions because they're really interested instead of wanting to know, what do I need to do to get points or a grade for this? That's a lot more fun than active dialogue and debate.
Café Sci got its start 8 years ago in England when a producer of science shows for television decided to approach his neighborhood café to host an informal group based off a similar discussion concept called Café Philosophique. He found a speaker, and the meeting soon spread to more than 100 locations around the world. Anne Grand helps new Café Sci groups organize. It's an easy task, she says, because people who believe in the power of discussion in society latch onto it.
And then there are the people who love science and are passionate about it, and they like it because it's somewhere that they can go and know that they will find like-minded people. They're not some kind of spotty geek that's shoved off into a corner and is very peculiar for wanting to talk about science. It is genuinely an environment in which people can feel comfortable.
Back in Champaign, local software developer Carla Scaletti happened upon the British website, and Grand helped her set up CU's Café Sci.
She wrote a very encouraging, very nice email back and said, "You'll be pleasantly surprised by the number of kindred spirits that you'll find."
Scaletti expected at least six people to show up. She got about three dozen on the first night. Dr. Newell's alternative energy presentation brought out people like Henry Thripshaw with a special curiosity about the subject.
I got a great deal of books at home about various things, you know, like I said, even some of these esoteric manuals and everything, you know, how to build a 3 cubic meter biogas plant, you know, which I probably would never use, but it's interesting nonetheless.
Thripshaw was there for the subject matter. Others, like Satish Gopalakrishnan and his fellow electrical engineering students, were just there for the sake of the interaction.
I'm generally interested in seeing the reactions of people who are not probably scientists and engineers and what their opinions are on certain topics, because as we see heading into the next at least 3-4 years or more, science tends to be more politicized, and so I'm kind of curious to see what the more democratic reaction to scientific activity is and what that portends for the world as a whole.
What about methane? You know, that is a pretty renewable, source and everything. And
natural gas is mostly.
After the presentation and a question and answer session, the balance of the evening let people talk amongst themselves, the free exchange of ideas, all over a cup of coffee. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.